I got this saying on my prayer time this morning, Brother Bill, I got this saying. If we stay together, we might become perfect one day. Let me say that again. I love that, Sister Nancy. If we stay together, we might become perfect one way, someday. Because I don't know about you, when we have conflicts, we want to split. But we need to learn to work on our conflicts. How many can say amen? And we need to be iron sharpening iron. And this is one of the reasons why we have the Gideons here with us this morning, because they are going out into the world, and we appreciate tremendously what they are doing. And Dad, you started this 40 years ago, and Tom was a part of this. And I want the Gideons to help us to know how we can get out into the world with the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. Brother Dick Malone and his wife, Sandy. Brother Dick, come up and finish my message. Give the Lord a hand here. Here, my dear brother. I'll get rid of this stuff. Here we go. Dad goes back to when did you remember Dad, Brother Dick?
Back in the 19.
You weren't talking there.
Okay. Probably back in the 1970s.
What was the situation we were in?
I was involved with the Full Gospel Businessmen's organization.
All right.
And I attended what was called at that time Bethany Tabernacle, which was really one of the charismatic churches.
Yes.
And I heard about Grace Chapel and about Brother Luke and what was good things that were happening here. I didn't have the privilege to come out and visit, but I knew Bud Turns and some other people that did come out at that time. And so I just, this has been something when I heard the opportunity to come from Don Culp, I said, I want to go to be the speaker at that church.
So please help yourself.
All right.
Share with us.
Where can I buy a book like this? Now, that's what Pandurang Ramchandra Sen, a Hindu in India, asked the clerk at the hotel desk as he was getting ready to leave. You see, Pandurang grew up in the culture where he worshipped in various temples with his family. And when he was a young man, he went to medical school. And in medical school, they sent him to a three-day conference in Hyderabad, India. And at the conference, he would go to sessions during the day. But when he wasn't in a session, he would go back to his room. And there he saw this very attractive book. He picked it up and he began to read it. He became intrigued. And each day, whenever he wasn't in a session, he'd go back and read the Bible. And when it came time to leave, he asked the clerk, where can I buy one of these books? And the clerk said, I don't know where you buy them. There's some Christian men that came and put it in for free, so I guess you can just take it. And people do. But we replace them when they do. We put new ones in to take those places. Well, he continued to read it when he got home. And soon he gave his heart to Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
He knew from what he had read that he needed also to be water baptized. And when he did that, his family totally disowned him. They cut him off. As far as they were concerned, he was dead. Well, he came to America, went to the Philadelphia College of the Bible. I understand his name has changed now. But there he received his degree, went back to India. And a few years ago, we received a letter from Dr. Sen, in which he said, I have been back in India now for 11 years, and during those 11 years, God has enabled me to plant 100 new churches.
Praise.
I think one Bible, praise God, praise God, one Bible, 100 new churches. In fact, he added at the end of his letter, he said, I thank God that by reading a Gideon Bible, I am saved by the grace of Jesus Christ. Well, technically, it's not a Gideon Bible. It's a Bible. But we have the Gideon logo on it, and we also have helps in the front for people to guide them to scriptures that can help them in their walk with the Lord or come to know the Lord. Also had John 3:16 in 26 different languages there in the front, and that has helped people to find their way to the Lord as well. But we thank the Lord that that Bible was there. Well, who are the Gideons? And I'm sure you've had Gideons here before, and basically you know. But we're an international Association of Christian Business and Professional Men and our wives, and we are interdenominational. We have one goal, and that is to win men and women, boys and girls, to the Lord Jesus Christ. And we do it through the distribution of His Word as well as through witnessing. I guess we're best known for these Bibles in the hotels. People tell me that all the time. I look for those Bibles. I'm so glad when I see them. There's one young fellow that was the speaker spoke at his church a couple of weeks ago. He told him, I travel the world and I look for those Bibles and I find them in the drawer, on the nightstand, wherever, where God has allowed them to be placed. We thank the Lord for that opportunity. But you know that the Bibles are only 8%. That's less than 10. 8% of all we do are the Bibles. Most of the rest of it are little New Testaments. We give out New Testaments all over the world. In fact, those little New Testaments, how many of you have received a Gideon New Testament at some point in your life? Let me see the hands. Oh, half the congregation. All right. Do any of you remember getting one back in school? Looking back, my wife still has hers from back in school days.
Yeah.
Anybody receive one in college, when you were in college? How about in the military? That's where I got mine. How many received it in the military? Those are ones we first started in 1941. We first started doing testaments with the military. We first started doing the Bibles way back in 1908, so that's had a long track record, 110 years. But we thank the Lord for the open doors we have with those. Our wives, the auxiliary, they're the ones who take care of the medical facilities. When you see one in a doctor's office, dentist's office, they also do nurses' conventions with little white testaments. Anybody here that was a nurse? All right, I see one nurse with that little white testament. We thank the Lord because nurses have had the opportunity to use those to minister to their patients oftentimes. And they also do the crisis pregnancy centers and the domestic violence shelters. And together we go into the nursing homes and into hospitals and place the Word of God there as well. Well, the ministry started in 1899 with two men. Today, 120, almost 20 years later, we have 200,000 Gideons and 100,000 auxiliary around the world that are serving the Lord. As you think of the different countries, they're your missionaries over there that are spreading the Word of God and reaching out to souls and doing the witnessing. And we thank God for the results that come from those. I think of Arvind Ram. You know, one of the countries that we service is the little island nation of Fiji. And in Fiji, Arvind Ram and his family were spending the night in the hotel. Now, while his wife and children were sleeping, Arvind was pacing the floor. And there was a reason he was pacing the floor. He was in trouble. He was deep in debt, and he didn't see any solution. And he finally decided that night, the only thing left is just to kill my wife and children, and then myself, and it'll all be over. But he said he noticed over on the side table a Gideon Bible lying there on the night table beside the bed. He said, I felt compelled to pick it up. And so he did. And he began, I don't know where he read, what portion, because I'm amazed at the different areas of the Bible that God uses to bring people to himself. Old Testament, Psalms, New Testament, God finds what they need. And whatever he read that night, it brought him to his knees. And there he accepted Jesus Christ as his personal Savior.
Hallelujah.
And then in the morning, he led his wife and children to the Lord as well. And I think, wow, there's a family that was not only saved spiritually, they were saved physically as well. So thank God for his word. Thank God for the word itself and the power of the word and the Holy Spirit using the word. You know, the Bible says in Isaiah 55:11, so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please. Sometimes we find God has strange ways of even doing that, sometimes even humorous ways. Several years ago, my wife and I were at a Gideon International Convention. What an awesome experience that is, where we had some 100 countries represented, Gideons there from around the world. And one morning, we had one of the Gideon delegates from Italy was sharing testimony about some men who were one day handing out, before school, they were handing out testaments along the street, And he said a young fellow came along and took one of those testaments, and he took it with something of an attitude. Went up the street, lifted the lid on a dumpster, and threw it in. Sometime later, a pastor came along, saw one of the guineas, and said, I've got a story for you fellows. He said, there's a fellow coming to my church now that tells me a while back he was homeless. And one night he was tired and cold, and he climbed in a dumpster to sleep. And early in the morning, he said, somebody lifted the lid on the dumpster and hit him in the head with a little New Testament. And when he got out, he began to read it, and today he's in my church. God can do anything. His word shall not return void. Praise God. Praise God. Well, we couldn't do this on our own. And I thank Brother Mel and Brother Luke that over the years they've let the Gideons come and share. Now, there's some churches that don't want it. In fact, I had one pastor. He told me, we don't want you. We don't believe what you believe. I said, what's the problem? He said, well, you say people have to be born again, and we don't believe that. A pastor didn't believe that. But you get it strange. But I thank you for the years that you've let the Gideons come. And thank you for the offerings. You know, we tell you that everything you give goes for Bibles, because we Gideons, through our dues and through our donations and other things, we cover all the overhead for this ministry, both personal and international, so that what you give will go for Bibles. When you know that one Bible itself will cost $5, and I think it's a pretty good deal when you look at that hardcover, and you think one New Testament cost only $1.25. And by the way, what I love about those New Testaments is inside the back cover, it has the plan of salvation. That's some wonderful testimonies of people who've read that. But thank you so much for what you do. And I understand an offering will be taken, and there's also a tear-off envelope in your bulletin insert, and that's great. You can use that as well. But God bless you for whatever you give. But Brother Mel asked me if I would share something more with you this morning. I have not done this in any presentation I've done yet. This is my first time doing it, although I know it well, and I've practiced it and so forth. And that is, the Gideons are now beginning to get involved in something more than the ministry we've been doing for 100 years. Something more. It's called Take Back Our City for Christ. In fact, we've adjusted it just a little bit only in the last few days, because we're starting to go into the suburbs. It's called Take Back Our Community for Christ. And I think that's what it'll be from now on. What it is we find that churches need help all over the country. In 2013, there was a group of ministers that contacted Gideon's International and talked about the struggles that churches were having across the country, and especially at Louisville, Kentucky. And they said, is there anything you can do to help us? We had a Gideon state president by the name of Bill Matlock, who was just finishing up his terms as leader of that state. And the International asked him if he would go to Louisville and talk with the ministers. Well, they gathered a group of them, some 300 in one room, ministers, various denominations, and they shared some of their concerns. And then they began to devise a plan together. What can we do? What do we need to do? Well, number one, we need to emphasize Jesus Christ. Amen. Every church needs to lift up Jesus. They want to see souls saved. They want to see people come to grow in the Lord. And they began to devise a plan that we now call, as I said, Take Back Our City for Christ. It consists of having a preparation day. And that's where the Gideons who have then been trained, and we had our training sessions back in this last winter. And then after the training program, then you have a season of prayer where the church, after you've prepared them, what we're going to do, we pray, spend some time in prayer, and then after that we have what we call the mission day, when we go into the community and try to reach people for the Lord. I'm finding that as I talk with pastors, that many pastors have had this on their heart, but really didn't know how to go about it. What do we do? But we need to do something to reach our community. Well, in the process, in the city of Louisville, they began. And I just want to share with you a little bit of a testimony that comes from one of those pastors. The pastor's name was Bill Gressett, and he pastored the Shively Baptist Church in Louisville, Kentucky. And this is a little of what he told us. between preparation day and mission day, he talked about how they decided that they needed to have serious prayer. He said that it changed. He challenged his church to a 40-day season of prayer following the take-back preparation. 40 in his congregation came forward and agreed to participate in the fasting and prayer. His charge to the church was pray for 40 salvations in 40 days. Pray for the largest attendance ever in our church. And pray for the Gideons. We go and we train the people and help them to do it. We take the walks with them. The results of the prayer in that church have been amazing. 38 accepted Christ during the 40 days. After the prayer walks, more were saved. Two of the Sundays during the season of prayer, God blessed them with their largest attendance during their Sunday services. The church continued the prayer walks, and God continued to bless their prayers and their efforts. Pastor Bill says the visits had an immediate impact, as each Sunday we had more visitors than the week before. As our visitors experienced God's love through his body, the church, and clearly heard the gospel, one after another began to trust Jesus Christ as their Savior. That's what we want to see happen. Now, it began in 2013, the very introduction of it. 2014, they began doing it in the churches. One of the pastors of a church in Chicago, Illinois, heard it. His name was Lance Davis. It's a denominational group that I'm not too familiar with, Covenant Community or something like that. And he said that he was overseer. He was the overseer of some 200 churches in the city area of Chicago. And he had them come, introduce it, do it in his church. He took video of it that we've been showing. And it was so successful that then he mandated that all 200 of his churches are to do it. And this past summer, I have not heard the update on that, this past summer, 35 of those churches were supposed to be doing the Take Back Our City for Christ. I say 35. I worry about how many Gideons. Do we have enough Gideons and auxiliary to train them and to walk with them and so forth? But anyway, that's the goal. It has spread to Charlotte, North Carolina, to Houston, Texas. It's growing city by city. In fact, it's all the way out to the West Coast now in the states of Washington and Oregon. We thrill at what God is doing. We want to see him continue to do it, moving throughout the area, moving in the suburbs now, and that's why we're going to call it Take Back Our Community. Well, today, speaking at one of the churches in Harrisburg, that was one of our churches that did the walk, did the prayer, did the preparation, and did the walk. This is a fellow who was one of the Gideons who walked with them the day they did it. Well, now they want to have, and I don't know if they've ever had, a Gideon speaker in their church. They wanted to have a Gideon speaker, and so he's speaking. And I called the pastor because it's in my camp. I'm the one who takes care of these bulletin inserts for the church. And I called him, and now when they started this, the Sunday that we talked to them, the Sunday that this all began, they only had 12 people in their congregation, 12. And so when I called him to ask him how many bulletin inserts, I thought I would hear him say about a dozen. He said, oh, I think 40 will probably be enough. Hey. I said, praise the Lord on the telephone. I saw what's happening. I just thank the Lord, you know, as God is moving there in that church as well and reaching out. We want to do what we can to see if your church takes an interest in this. We want to see what we can do to help you. One of the things we have is something called Friends of the Gideons. And if any of you are interested, we'd love to get new Gideons. But if any of you are not interested in being or can't be a Gideon, you could be a friend of the Gideons. And there are two kinds of friends. One of those is what we call a friend in prayer friend. And the other is called a financial friend. Prayer friend, no obligations, nothing. You may just sign up, fill it out, send it, and we just put your name down, and the camp becomes aware, we pray for you. The other thing is a financial friend. There is an opportunity there, and that is if you're a financial friend, you can purchase the same little New Testaments that we use when we do our witnessing. It has the same, it's a little brown, it's a little different color, but it doesn't have the Gideon logo because you're not a Gideon. But it is the same thing with the helps in the front, the plan of salvation inside the back cover, has the same New Testament, Psalms, and the Proverbs. You can order. In fact, as a financial friend, they send you a package with several of these. And then you can purchase more as you wish. And you can use these to witness. They're powerful tools. The same thing we do when we witness with those little New Testaments that we carry around ourselves. But that's the friend of the Gideons. So I lay that out. I will be outside at the table. I have some things there if you want to look at them. I have the brochures on Friends of the Gideons. Also, I'll have some little, what we call Bible apps. You know, it's nice. Our Bibles are printed in 101 languages, the Testaments and the Bibles. But we have something more now. I was out there, I pulled it up, but I left them all out on the table. And that is, we now have the Bible app. A Bible app, yeah, I'm sure many of you have apps for things. You can get a weather app, or you can get whatever you want. If you have, some of you may already have a Bible app on your phone. We have a Gideon we have a fellow who was saved through the Gideons, who pastors a church, and he introduced to the world the YouVersion. And some people have that on their cell phones now. That's a whole story in itself. He was a college student, got a testament, got saved, became a pastor, and felt there was a need for the word other than just the printed word. They needed to get it out, and that's what became the YouVersion. His staff put that together. It's over 300 million downloads already. It's going into countries like Iran and places where we can't even go. Missionaries, Bibles, nothing. You know, it's going, and people are downloading. They say it's exploding in a country like that. Well, we have our own little app. Now, the Bible app, if you have a cell phone, smartphone, some people say, well, I'm not that smart, but you don't have to be real smart, I guess. But if you have a smartphone, if you have the smartphone, we have the Bible app, and you can download in 1,250 languages. When we're on college campuses, it's kind of fun to show it to students from outside the United States and show them, here, you can have the Bible right here in your own hands and put it on there for them. It's that simple. We also have some other materials out there that just let you take a look and talk to us. We'll be glad to talk with you back there. But Pastor Mel, I turn it back to you because I don't know how you want to close this, but that's what the Gideons are now, busier than ever. We thought we had enough to do with what we were doing, but thank the Lord. I'm just grateful.
Well, Brother Dick, I'm just overwhelmed, as I have been and we have been here as a church. How can we grow this church? And so I was just thinking, when you started sharing about coming alongside. Now, get this picture. There's nothing more. The reason why we don't witness is because we're afraid. We're afraid of rejection. We're afraid of just going. But what is going to happen, and probably start in the beginning of the year, we're just talking about, and do it the way we need to. Brother Steve, you know, we did this about 5-6 years ago. We don't put our community out there, and we went out house to house, and we asked them questions concerning things. And so I'm feeling that we need to do more of this. I want you to realize there is a hunger. Just one testimony, too, along this line. We had a 14, but Ben, was he about 14, that guy who came on the bike at our picnic? 14, 15 years ago. He was driving his bike by here. He decided to come in here when we had our picnic. He sat in the back here. He was here. He went out and was with us in the picnic here, and he's hungry for God. Now, my whole thing is, did we get his information? You know, we need to be more proactive in this kind of stuff, you know, too. But this is our passion. And so, Brother Dick, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart for you coming here today and your lovely wife here. Let's give the Lord a hand for them. Thank you so much. Yes.
And just to let you know that the Gideons do come alongside you in this endeavor.
Yes.
We have the ones that have been doing the walk so far have had people that wanted them as they simply went to their door. Would you pray for us? Or we've asked, is there anything we can pray with you about? Some of them have been led to the Lord right there at their door. I mean, these are wonderful. And it's true. One of the main things that's come out of this is the members of the congregation who readily admitted before this, they too were afraid to go out and openly address people about Jesus Christ. And when they came back, they were so charged. They just want to keep doing it. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Bye.